This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
You are warmly welcomed to the Hour One Nugget today, as we bring you the Word of God, and it's so exciting. It never ceases to excite me. Because right at the very, very beginning of the Hour One Nugget, each and every day when I bring it, I haven't got a clue what is going to come out. No idea. I just know that through the Word of God, God not only is talking to you, but He's talking to me very loudly. Verse 3 of the 12th chapter of Romans says this: because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. That speaks volumes to me. And I guess through this daily devotional, this 1 hour nugget, I'm going to be talking about myself a lot, about my past life, about who I was and what I was doing. You know, I used to be a DJ in a nightclub, in a bunch of nightclubs actually, but especially one specific nightclub in Bristol. And I worked there 6 nights a week when I was around 19, 20 years old. 6 nights a week. From 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. And I used to spin the discs and speak to the crowds. And what was amazing was the club wasn't doing that well when I started. And because of my skill as a DJ, it would be packed each and every night. And so the club recognized that and they paid me accordingly. And I thought to myself, my goodness, you are a brilliant disc jockey. You really are very good. Very, very good at what you do. And at that time, Radio 1 was just starting up. And I was so good that I was expecting a call from the BBC at any time, that they would want me to come and audition so that I could be part of Radio 1. I really believed it. I honestly, genuinely believed that that was going to happen. And it never did. No one was looking for me. No one cared. Especially in radio terms, they didn't care. And it knocked me down a peg or two. But then I continued with my career and went into acting. I became an actor. And once again, I thought, you're really good at what you do. You're going to make it. You're going to be a star. I did a bunch of jobs, television, film, theater. And I never made it as a famous actor. They weren't looking for me. They didn't care about me. It didn't happen. And then Jesus came along. When I was 37 years old, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 6, but I turned away from Him and went my own way when I was 15. Until I was 37 years old and at a meeting down on the South Coast. I was at a weekend church meeting. Don't even know where I went. This guy was preaching and it changed my life. And I've never looked back since that moment, and that is quite some years ago. But then God had such a huge role to play. My egotistical nature had to be got rid of because I thought I was incredible. I really did. I had so much confidence in my ability. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have confidence in your ability. What I'm saying to you is, you shouldn't have too much. I had way too much. And all that came out of it was pure arrogance. Pure arrogance. Then my friend, my best friend, we've been friends since school. He made it as a children's TV presenter. He was doing a TV program in the United Kingdom that turned him into a well-known personality, into a star. And he asked me to come to some personal appearances with him. And I remember the first one we ever went to. It was in Gravesend in Kent, and we turned up, did the job. And then he took me for dinner at a Chinese restaurant. And while we were sitting in that restaurant, and bearing in mind at this point, which is 1985, I had not given my heart to the Lord again. But he sat in front of me and he said to me, David, what's made you so arrogant? In a very peaceful, quiet way, he said, what's turned you into this arrogant person? And he said to me, I love you. I've always loved you. But at this moment, I don't like you at all. And at that table, in that Chinese restaurant in Gravesend, I began to cry. Unashamedly, I began to cry. Now, when I look back at that, I realize that even before I had recommitted my heart to Christ, He was working on me. Through my best friend, He was working on me. Through other people, He was working on me. And I saw myself for exactly who I was, this arrogant, horrible person. Some years later, I gave my heart to the Lord. I'd like to tell you this too, that my friend, who wasn't a Christian, knew nothing about Jesus, now lives in San Francisco, and he is born again, because God was working on him as well. He lives with his wife in San Francisco, and they're extremely happy. The arrogance was gone, or it was going. And then I asked the Lord to make me humble. And I can remember back, it was one of the most dangerous prayers I have ever prayed. Because when you pray for humility in your life, when you pray to be humble, God does it. He teaches you humility. And I prayed, and I was made humble. And I like to think that I am very, very humble. I can tell you this. I am completely and totally different to how I was when I was younger, completely and totally. Paul is saying very clearly, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. And that is what we have to do, I believe, on a daily basis. Self-evaluation, looking at yourself all the time to see where you are, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. And why do we do this? Why is it necessary? Because God loves us so much and He pours His love out onto us, whether we want it or not, whether we ask for it or not. He is accepting me. He is accepting you, no matter what. With all the faults, all the foibles, God is still accepting you. And He continually accepts you. And so, therefore, to be powerful, to be useful in the kingdom of God, we have to self-evaluate. We have to take a look at ourselves and say, am I arrogant? Am I pushy? Am I nasty? How am I? What am I like? Where are the danger signs? Where is it bad? Where do I see myself and think that's where my problems lie? Self-evaluation all the time. Because God loves us. And He cares for us. And He wants to look after us. And He wants us to look after ourselves by self-evaluation. Because God would say this to us: the way you see yourself right now is not the child I made. The way you have lived your life doesn't go according to the plan, the blueprint that I had for your life. You've deviated to the left and the right, and I need you to come back on track, because you are my child and I adore you. What I made was not what I see. And that's not condemnation, that's conviction. So God is saying to you now, beloved, take a look at yourself. Take a hard, long look at who you are as a person and ask yourself this question: do I think more of myself than I should? I know God wants us to love ourselves because He says, love your neighbor as yourself. That tells me God wants us to love ourselves, but not to arrogance, not to overbearing. But He wants us to be humble and tender and kind. That's how He wants us to be. He wants us to be loving. He wants us to be considerate. He wants us to be thoughtful. Would you like to pray with me? I'm going to pray, and I just need you to say amen at the end. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you teach us more humility, Lord, to be more humble, to be more loving, thoughtful, caring, considerate, because this is your perfect will for our lives. We say hallelujah and glory to God, and And we love you. And we honor you. And we worship you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And in closing, I just want you to say these words to God now. Just say, Lord, make me humble. In Jesus' name. Amen.